have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you, Rabbi?
I am doing good, thank God. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
So, Parshat Vayetze.
Parshat Vayetze, a fascinating parasha, actually. You know, you get a lot of, we learned about the tefillah from the three star portion prayer.
Yeah.
You know, the three prayers that are set up, and the last one that was set up today by Jacob. But we see that Yaakov leaves his home, Jacob leaves his hometown of Be'er Sheva and journeys to Haran. And on the way, he encounters the place, and he sleeps there and he is dreaming of a ladder connecting heaven and earth. And the angels were climbing up and descending on it. And this was showing God was basically when he was leaving Israel, the angels that were accompanying him there were heading back. And when he was going down to Haran, the new angels were going to come and head with him. That's the two sets of angels. And God appears and promises that the land upon which he lies, he will be given to his descendants. And in the morning, Jacob raises the stone on which he laid his head as an altar, pledging that it will be made the house of God. And obviously, you know, in Haran, Jacob stays and works with his uncle Laban and tending to his sheep. And Laban agrees to give him his younger daughter Rachel, whom Jacob loves and wants to marry, and he worked for 7 years for it.
That was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but on the wedding night he was deceived, and he was given Leah instead.
Yeah.
And he had to work another seven years in order to be able to get Rachel. We see from this that, you know, our patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, established a rite of prayer that is followed to this day. You know, Abraham composed the morning service, Shacharit, Isaac the afternoon service, Mincha, and Jacob, in this week's Torah portion, composed the evening service, Ma'ariv. Now, in prayer, we draw, you know, divine energy into our environment, into ourselves, and since each day progresses through these stages, morning, afternoon, and evening, it is necessary to pray three times every day. And each prayer is designed a little differently from the other in order to draw the specific energy that is required at that stage of the day. And each prayer was instituted specifically by the patriarch whose spiritual character, was aligned with the particular form of energy associated with that prayer. Now, the first stage of the day occurs as dawn breaks. This moment is filled with promise. The excitement of potential is in the air. The divine energy that is required at this time is that of optimism. And Abraham was a man of positive spirit and infinite optimism. And therefore, he coined the Shacharit prayer. And as the day advances, the morning's enthusiasm winds down and we engage in the difficult yet rewarding task of achievement. You know, we face our challenges and plow through them. Intent, we have this intent of achieving our goals by the end of the day. And the energy that is required at that time is that of resolve. And Isaac, he was a man of dedication, commitment, resolve. So accordingly, he composed the Mincha prayer. And as the day wraps up, our activities wrap up, and we sit back to reflect on the day. Though the day has been successful, realize that there is yet so much still to achieve. We wanted to complete the task that we had set out for today. But darkness came. We stopped. The night grows, and we sense the mortality of the human condition as we realize that daylight and warmth doesn't last forever. The morning's enthusiasm and the afternoon's momentum have stopped, and the night envelops us in a dark and gloomy time. The question is, can we overcome the chill of the night and draw into the warmth of God? And obviously the answer is a resounding yes. And our patriarch Jacob, which we talk about in this restored portion, authored the prayer for them. He did the evening service. But why Jacob? What was so unique that Jacob did the evening service? Because Jacob personifies the steadfast commitment of divine truth that never disappeared and never went away despite the conditions. His life was a string of dark moments, difficult trials, overwhelming challenges. But through it all, he never despaired. When he dipped into his valley, he had eyes only for the distant peak, you know, where he was heading to. And when the horizon looked bleak, he was filled with forward momentum. Which person would work to marry a certain person, then is deceived, and then goes and still works for the same person who just deceived him for the right wife that he really wants to marry? But he had that optimism. He always had that commitment that he, what he wanted is what he was going to get.
It's optimism, commitment, and the power of love.
Absolutely. Now let us examine what the Torah says about Jacob. He was forced to leave family, the guidance of his teachers, the support of his colleagues and friends, and he wandered to a strange land.
To Haran.
And entered a foreign culture. He plunged into his night with what should have been a heavy heart. But the Torah says, Vayesha Yaakov, and Jacob departed. In his mind, he felt that he was going to be a total and complete departure. He left thinking that he would never return, convinced that he would need to make a new life for himself in a strange and foreign land, that he was setting out for an exile that would last his entire life. And as the sun set on his first day of the travel, the Torah tells us that he encountered the place where the temple was later built. What did he do to that space? He composed the evening service. That's where he composed it. Now, consider this. Consider the situation. Banished from home, estranged from his family, alone in the dark. And he's not afraid. On the contrary, he's inspired. What is the source of the amazing strength of character that he has? And the answer lies in the choice of the terminology that the Torah uses. Vayifga b'makom ki b'hashemesh, which is translated, he encountered the place as the sun set. However, a literal translation of the word, the word yields a different meaning.
Yeah.
He encountered the inside of the place because the sun set. When he saw that night fell as soon as he arrived at the Temple Mount, he came to understand the inner rhythm, the heart and the soul of this holy space. So he encountered the inside of the place. And our sages teach us that the Temple Mount is a light that transcends. And in fact, acts as the source of all conventional light. As Yaakov approached and experienced this light, the sun immediately set, because conventional light is overshadowed when it encounters the temple light. Because if you know, the windows in the temple were narrow on the inside and wide on the outside. And that was the reason, because they were not intended to illuminate the temple with the light from the outside, but to illuminate the world with the light from the inside, from the menorah.
Yeah.
Now night fell, but Yaakov was not gripped by the chilling darkness and being scared, but by the inspiration and joy. He saw this as the perfect time to coin a prayer of gratitude to God for having given to him, and through him to us, a gift called night. He pierced the darkness and discovered a transcendent light that lies between. He revealed that light. He revealed that night is not the end of today, but the beginning of tomorrow. And with this prayer, Yaakov, Jacob enabled us to draw divine energy into the depressing and weary, demoralizing night. With this prayer, we prevent the night from shattering yesterday's glorious dream, or even today's hard work. And with this prayer, we greet tomorrow's dawn, because it gives us courage to face tonight's dark. And that was so amazing by the evening prayer, by Yaakov's prayer, that even in the darkness, even in the shadow that doesn't look, it's a very, very, not a really good glimmer of hope, but he established, and he looked deeper, he looked into the inside of the place, and he established that prayer. And that's what we have to do. We sometimes feel that, you know, the darkness has come. We might come to a certain chapter in our lives that feels dark. But let's look beyond it. Let's look inside it. Let's look. What can give us inspiration to be able to go, become closer to God, and connect to God through prayer? And that's something that's so beautiful that we can learn from Mr. Star Report.
And the Shabbat services at Shaare Shamayim, right?
Shaare Shamayim, correct. Friday evening services is 5:30, and Shabbat morning services is 9:30, and Sunday morning 8:15, followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday 7:15 in the JCC, in the Paris House community minyan. And as you know, we're really winding down less than 3 weeks to Hanukkah.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, how is it going with the coin?
And it's going great. We have, I think, about 25 or 26,000 pennies coins already. Our goal is hopefully 50,000. And the menorah has come in, which we're going to, it's made out of PVC clear piping tubes, which we're going to stuff and fill
with
coins. And with that is going to be, with that, we are going to then donate the money to Kids Kicking Cancer. Obviously, it's an event for the whole community. It's being sponsored by Chabad, by Shaare Tzedek, Congregation Shaare Shamayim, Mackey High School. So it's we're off to a good start. And, you know, if someone has coins that they want to drop off, they can drop it off at the Shaare or bring it actually to the day at the mall December 10th. It's going to be in the food court as usual from 4 to 6. And just bring the money then, and we'll add it into the menorah.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. We should have a peaceful week and a happy week, and looking forward to talking next week.
Same here.
Be well. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.